Thank you all for coming out tonight. Thank you to the candidates for coming out tonight. You know, we often write about apathy in the democratic process, but this crowd clearly proves us wrong sometimes. So it's nice to see so many people here. I also need to thank Proctors and Open Stage Media, who every time we ask have been very receptive to us hosting these debates here. We really appreciate them. Now I'm going to hand it over to Miles Reed. He is our managing editor, and he is tonight's moderator.
Good evening. Welcome. Welcome to the audience, and a special welcome to Mayor McCarthy and Mr. Hull for joining us tonight. I was driving to work this morning, and in my head I'm thinking through, what am I going to do to start off the debate, introduce everybody? And right when I'm thinking it through, I got a call from a friend, an old friend who used to be a journalist, and he said, I heard you're going to moderate the big round number two, Hull v. McCarthy. And I realized a lot of people like to use that sort of sports analogy. I think in the Gazette this weekend we had a sports analogy in our story about the mayoral race this year. So in my mind, I'm thinking, we have MMA in Schenectady now, finally. Thanks, Mr. Legere. And we've got round two in the mayoral showdown. So in my mind, I'm thinking, ladies and gentlemen, in this corner. But then I realized I'm a journalist, and my boss is right here in the front, and I want to work tomorrow, so. So a big thanks again to the candidates, and another big thanks to our panel of journalists. The first guy I'm going to introduce, I don't think he needs an introduction, but I will do it anyway, Greg Floyd from CBS 6. Our next journalist panelist, if he just starts talking and you close your eyes, you might get a clue as to who he is. But I won't make him do that. It's Lucas Willard from WAMC Radio. And last but certainly not least, my colleague, Gazette reporter Haley Vicaro. So a few minutes ago, before the debate got going, back in the green room, we flipped a coin to decide who would go first between the candidates and the opening statements. And it was decided that Mayor McCarthy will go first. He will do a 2-minute opening statement. And then after him, Mr. Hull will do a 2-minute opening statement. And then we'll launch into the questions from the panelists. And at some point later, around 8 o'clock, we'll turn it over and we'll ask some questions from the crowd. So to start with, Mayor McCarthy, if you would like to give your opening statement.
Thank you, Miles. Good evening. I want to thank everyone for attending and the Gazette for sponsoring this event every 4 years. Recently, my opponent and I spoke before the League of Conservation Voters. Mr. Hull made a point of telling us that he's been walking Schenectady streets for the last 4 months. As your mayor, I've been keeping watch over our city for the last 4 years. In fact, I've spent every day of my public life trying to make Schenectady a stronger and better community. These past 4 years have been among the most challenging, exciting, and rewarding in our city's history. Since 2012, we've stabilized and strengthened Schenectady's finances, had 3 budgets with surpluses, all under the tax cap, spending well under the rate of inflation, budget reserves restored and sustained, and we have stronger and improved credit ratings. 4 years ago, we began the long battle to rebuild our neighborhoods, a fight that we are methodically and undeniably winning. No administration has demolished more blighted buildings. No administration has repaved and repaired more streets at less cost. We brought this community together, partnering with banks, realtors, neighborhood associations, to help people buy homes and to stay in their homes. So many of you here tonight have been part of Schenectady's Partnership of Progress. One of you has not. My opponent paints a picture of Schenectady in retreat, yet more people today call our city home than resided here the day Roger Hull arrived in 1990. Why? Because we're resilient, because we respect our traditions, and because we don't run from a fight, but we rise to a challenge. Bill Parcells once said that you are what your record says you are. I was given a great opportunity in 2012. My record says that I didn't waste that opportunity. My record says that I've justified the confidence that was placed in me, and I ask for your continued support. And for that, I will not disappoint you.
Thank you,
we have difficult
Mr. McCarthy. Thank you. Mr. Hull, you have 2 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you all for coming. Like many in Schenectady, I'm the son of immigrants who came to this country with nothing and worked hard. Thanks to them, I was able to graduate from Dartmouth College, Yale Law School, and the University of Virginia. I practiced law, served as a counsel to a governor, represented this country in negotiations around the world, and ran two colleges over 24 years, including Union for 15. For the past decade, I've created academies for at-risk children across the United States. I want now to lead this great city. In doing so, I'm not looking to add to my resume. I have had my career. I want simply to help the city I live in and the people living in it. Nothing more, nothing less. I'm running because of these people and 1,432,000 others. Those others died protecting this country in war. They did not die for one-party rule from which we have suffered over the years, including the last four. I'm running because they in the city have suffered, because we are not better off. The mayor is by drawing a pension and a salary, something which I will not do. Some developers are, and a few cronies of the mayor are, but almost no one else is because taxes have gone up and property values have plummeted more than 20% during the mayor's tenure. Leadership, which I teach at St. Rose, requires vision and a plan. We have neither in Schenectady. No vision and no plan, and therefore no leadership. Schenectady 2000, which Neil Golub and I had the vision of putting together, revitalized downtown from the wasteland it had become. It also had a plan for accomplishing it through Metroplex. The time has long passed for a vision and plan to revive our neighborhoods, reduce taxes and crime, and improve home values and graduation rates in our schools. As mayor,
I
want to provide that leadership.
So we'll jump into the questions, and we'll start with Haley Vaccaro.
So the first question, what do you think is the biggest issue facing the city of Schenectady, and how would you work to address it as mayor?
Gary. Mayor McCarthy.
Again, the biggest problem we still face is our distressed property. It's a culmination of factors that affect urban areas across this country and still the remnants of the mortgage meltdown that occurred 2007, 2008, into 2009. And it's the methodical process that we have put in place where we're really setting an example for other communities to deal with it. It's frustrating, it's time consuming, but if you do it right the first time, it produces long-term results by getting houses back on the tax rolls, putting families in them, and stabilizing our neighborhoods. We ran a housing summit here last year. That was used as an example in Utica this year, and it will be a model of a summit that will occur in Saratoga Springs next year.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Hull, you have 1 minute.
Bring back the pride. That's what I want to do. Pride in our neighborhoods, pride in the city. And to do that, I think we have to change the culture in City Hall, get rid of the cronyism that exists, and then start focusing on real issues. And the issues, four, are all tied together. Reduce taxes and improve property values. Reduce crime, improve graduation rates in our schools, and improve our neighborhoods. They have been crumbling year by year by year. It's time to bring that back, and to do that, we turn to our neighborhoods and return to the spirit of volunteerism, which was the best thing to come out of Schenectady 2000. We can talk about Metroplex and State Street, and undoubtedly we will this evening, but the truth of the matter is the single best thing to come out of that effort was the fact that hundreds upon hundreds of people came together and had a different attitude. That attitude no longer exists. We need to bring it back, and we have to start with government.
Thank you, Mr. Holt. Mayor McCarthy, you have 30 seconds for a rebuttal if you choose.
Again, Roger's good at identifying the problem, but very short in terms of actual solutions. Most of his things are just rhetoric. I've put in place actual facts and process that result in real implications in, you look at the housing, you look at crime, you look at everything that we deal with in terms of the problems. We've made improvements in the city of Schenectady. Just identifying the problem is only part of it. You have to be able to actually implement, and we've been doing that in a coordinated fashion.
Thank you, Mayor.
I know you love the word rhetoric, Mr. McCarthy, but the fact is, it's not rhetoric to reduce the crime that we had and the dilapidated houses that we had in the College Park neighborhood. It's a shining example of what can be done in this city, and it's something which I presume we'll talk about as we go forward that can be replicated across the city. You called it lunacy when I first brought that up. Lunacy, or insanity, is doing the same thing again and again, expecting different results.
Thank you, Mr.
Holt. It is lunacy to do what we've done all along.
Moving on, Lucas Willard from WABC has a question.
The Schenectady County Sheriff's Office just announced the creation of a drug unit to address the growing heroin and opioid addiction crisis. What else can the city of Schenectady do to fight heroin addiction and aid recovery?
Mr. Hull, you have 1 minute to respond.
Crime is obviously a major issue in this city, and we will have dueling statistics in the course of this evening. But what is clear is that crime, in terms of drugs, is our biggest problem. We have had a 74% increase in drug-related felonies in the past year. We have had an 83% increase in repeat offenders involving drugs. The simplest first thing I would do, we have a command center that was given to us during the 9/11 aftermath. How about starting off by parking it on Crane and 6th Street and having a presence there so we can do away with some of the dealers that are there?
Mayor McCarthy, you have 1 minute to respond.
The heroin epidemic is part of the drug culture that exists in this country. The Sheriff's Department is taking some initiative in that. It's a coordinated effort working with the City Police Department, their Special Investigations Unit, and also the New York State Police. And that is the way that I believe will produce results, is where you have a coordinated effort, where you have better exchange of information, and you work in tandem with other agencies. So it's Schenectady City Police Department, the Sheriff's Department, the State Police, DEA, to produce, again, results that eliminate the scourge of drugs on our city streets.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Hull, you have 30 seconds for rebuttal.
If one is going to change the culture in this city, one starts with small things first. If we can have a zero tolerance type approach, where we end up doing away with littering and loitering, if we send a different message to people here in the city, I think we start down the road to changing the culture. The way I think we can do that is to change the legislation so that police officers can ticket people as opposed to taking them downtown and spending too much time with the paperwork.
Thank you, Mr. Hull. Mayor, you have 30 seconds for a rebuttal.
The police can ticket people now and do ticket people now. Again, the ongoing efforts of policing can't be done in a vacuum. They have to be done, I believe, in a coordinated fashion with code enforcement and the other delivery of services. We have knocked down more buildings. It has eliminated the areas that foster criminal activity, and it helps stimulate investment, which displaces the negative influence of crime.
Thank you, Mayor. Next up is Greg Floyd with a question.
Let's talk the casino for a minute, if we could. Yeah. You know, there are those who say it's going to be an economic boon to the city, and there are those who point to the saturation of casinos in the Northeast and the closing of some in Atlantic City, and there are some who have concern about that. What can you do as the mayor to work with the developers, work with the casino, to ensure that the economic revitalization that's been promised, the stimulus that's been promised, is indeed there, and that Schenectady benefits from the casino, as we have been told so far Schenectady will?
Mayor McCarthy, it starts with you.
And I think I've laid the groundwork for that in terms of recruiting the developer, marketing Schenectady. You look at the shift in the gaming industry, where it's moving away from Atlantic City and Las Vegas, and you're seeing regional and local facilities. We're fortunate to have an operator that is a real estate developer. They're not just a casino operator. They got in the casino business somewhat late in their corporate life. They understand the value of growth in the community. They're looking to cross-market with Proctor's, with the Arts and Entertainment District, with the revitalization that has happened on State Street to extend that up Erie Boulevard, and then also where we have the opportunity of 1,200 new jobs coming here, looking with my homes program to be able to market home ownership opportunity to those individuals as they're hired at Rivers Casino.
Thank you, Mayor.
I have my concerns about the casino, but as mayor, I'd obviously work to make it work. I would much have preferred that the original plan of using that land as office and retail space had been put into place. The money that will come will initially be a boon to this city. It will not be the numbers that are being bandied about, however, simply because you will have infrastructure, additional fire and police, and social costs. In Springfield, for instance, they're projecting $8.4 million of increased social costs, and that will, in effect, wipe out any benefit that we would get financially from the casino. They're also projecting that we would have between 2 and 10% property value drop, which is the last thing we need. Most important of all, however, what we do not have and do need is an agreement that spells out the terms of what this facility will have. That is what we need.
Thank you, Mr. Holt. Mayor, you have 30 seconds for a rebuttal.
Again, when you look at some of the other Rivers facilities, they have actually had a reduction in crime in the adjacent area. And it's how you manage this resource so that it becomes a complement to the development that's already occurred. And how do you manage the negative? The infrastructure, even the traffic and other things that will come with the casino, will not get to the level that Schenectady saw when GE was at its peak and when Alco was at its peak. We have the facilities to be able to handle it, and what some of the things
Thank
have
you,
to
Mayor
be
McCarthy.
Upgraded anyhow.
Mr. Hall, 30 seconds.
Talking about crime and casinos, you have in the casinos that the mayor's just referenced in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, 14 dedicated members of the police force to deal with crime in the area. We obviously are not in a position to afford that. We also had the opportunity to have jobs. We have a job plan right now that looks like it's good for Albany, Amsterdam, and Troy, but not Schenectady. No one bothered to put in place in the agreement, because there isn't one, that we would have jobs reserved
Thank you,
for
Mr.
people
Holt.
In Schenectady.
We're back to Haley with a question. And
Since we're talking about crime, I will stay on that topic and ask, while crime overall in the city is down, there were several shootings in Hamilton Hill over the summer that gained a lot of attention. What do you think the police department could be doing differently to crack down on this violent crime?
Mr. Hull.
I think we need more boots on the ground. I also think we need more electronic data. And specifically, I'd like to see facial recognition data, which has worked effectively in New York City. We need more cameras and more people manning the cameras. And we need to recognize, as I said earlier, that if you can deal with small things first, they don't necessarily escalate to big things. Change the culture in the community, first and foremost. I would like to see that done in two additional ways. One is to have prisoners from the county jail that on occasion have done things such as paint a railing or fence for Vail Cemetery, cleaning up the parks and streets to show young people that that's the future they are looking forward to. The second thing, I'd like to find the sweet spot, the ability to put first responders living in Schenectady. Make it so that your neighbor is a first responder. That will reduce crime. I proved that in College Park.
Thank you, Mr. Hall. Mayor McCarthy, 1 minute.
The comprehensive approach that we have taken is producing those results. You look at the part one crime, the most serious crime, those are down over 1,000 incidents, events. Those are 1,000 less victims, 1,000 less trips to the hospital, 1,000 less people impacted. It's eliminating the blight, it's creating home ownership opportunities, and it's working with the police department. There are still members of the community who have perceived artificial barriers with the police. You have the don't talk, don't snitch rule in place. I'm very proud of the work that the men and women of the Schenectady Police Department do every day. And where you have these serious crimes, the other factor in Schenectady is the very high closure rate we have, that those cases are being solved. We're putting them together and we're creating that level of deterrence where individuals that commit these crimes are going to be held accountable.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Hall, 30 seconds for rebuttal.
Are we safer? Isn't that the basic question? Do you feel safer than you did last time around?
No.
So we will have our dueling statistics. But the question that really has to be answered is, do you feel safer? From my perspective, we have to do small things first, as I've said now. We also have other ways of going about things. We can have tip hotlines. We can also make it so that people can have tip boxes in libraries.
Thank you, Mr.
Hall.
Your time is up. Mayor, you have 30 seconds for rebuttal.
Again, those continued efforts to do more social media, to have the police interact more with neighborhood associations, to create the home ownership opportunities, which create the long-term sustainable improvements in our neighborhood. It increases value and, again, displaces the criminal element. And that really has been my goal in the last 4 years, and look forward to continuing that over the next 4 years.
Thank you, Mayor. We're back to Lucas Willard with a question.
Are there any areas of city government that can either be combined or consolidated to help make city government more efficient?
This question goes to you, Mayor McCarthy.
We're always looking at ways to make Schenectady more efficient and looking for ways to work with other levels of government. We have a series of things that have happened between the city of Schenectady, Schenectady County. We've done the consolidated dispatch. Schenectady is the lead city where we're doing a code enforcement project with Gloversville, Amsterdam, and the city of Troy. That's a program or process that I initiated. Those will, I believe, produce long-term relationships and greater savings as we look to work with other levels of government at a greater level.
Mr. Holt.
Having run two institutions for 24 years, I know the most important thing is not to just institute things from the top down. First thing I would do on January 1 is to ask everyone working for city government to give me one piece of paper, not 10, one piece of paper, telling me what they do, what their biggest problem is, and what their solution to that problem is. Some of it may well involve consolidation. We have made some initial efforts. One of the things I'm picking up in talking to police is that our reduction in crime may simply be the fact that the reporting of crime is more difficult as people are getting the dispatch outside of the city. But the point is, you lead not from the top down, you lead by involving all the people with whom you work and making them feel that they're part of the solution.
Mayor, 30 seconds for a rebuttal.
Again, the accuracy of the reporting of crime in the city of Schenectady is as good as any other community, and the follow-up that's delivered by the men and women of the police department is second to none. And so that is just a misnomer. You're trying to divert the attention away from the real results that are happening where crime is actually going down in the community. Where you have these violent crimes, they're the hardest to prevent and the hardest to predict. I realize they happen, and we want to continue to build that environment that displaces those individuals so they won't happen anymore.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Hall, you have 30 seconds for a rebuttal.
Violent crime is difficult. It's also clear that when you have shootings, as LaShawn Gauss had, when you have people walking through my neighborhood who tell me they don't feel comfortable in their own house at night and have to have a bat by their bed, something very wrong with that approach. And so from my perspective, it's not a question of which statistics are right and wrong. The question is, do we feel safer, and how are we going to work together?
Thank you, Mr. Hall. Greg Floyd.
And just so you folks know, we're picking up our phones here and doing things. We're tweeting about the debate. We're not disengaged and checking out things at home or something, just so you know. Metroplex has helped fund a number of large-scale properties in the city, but the heart and soul of a city is its small businesses, and some small business owners tell me they're not getting help from Metroplex, and they feel forgotten at times. What can be done to help small business owners who want desperately to be a part of the city's redevelopment?
Mr. Hall, you have 1 minute.
In my judgment, the way one goes about this is to have Metroplex continue the work downtown that is done so successfully as envisioned by those of us involved with it in the 90s, and then extend the concept throughout the neighborhood. Whether it is Broadway or Chrysler or Crane or State or Van Vranken, we have neighborhoods that are crumbling all around and businesses that are in difficulty. Use Metroplex funding for facade grants. Use Connecting Municipal Housing Agency and the Community Land Bank to develop the neighbors. Have a public-private initiative that, in my judgment, works. And the proof of that is the College Park Seward Place neighborhood.
Mayor McCarthy, you have 1 minute.
Again, the Unified Economic Development team that's in place now does try and work and do outreach with small businesses. And it's to get businesses in to do an evaluation to try and line up financing or secure their needs to allow them to continue on or to grow. A lot of people look at Metroplex looking for grants or other incentives. That Metroplex has moved away from that so that it is a more results-oriented, and Ray Gillen and the team there always look at using the term other people's money. So how do you leverage that so that, again, Metroplex is not necessarily the first money in, but Metroplex provides that gap financing to close the last portion of a deal that, again, creates the level of sustainability that we want both in downtown and our neighborhoods.
Mr. Hull. You have 30 seconds for rebuttal, Mr. Hull.
Two things come to mind with that statement. The first is, it is our money, not other people's money. The second thing is The Partners in Progress, that is the tagline of my opponent and those running with him, could better be, in terms of the streets I just ticked off, be Partners in Decline. The neighborhoods have declined dramatically in the course of these last 4 years, and we need to do something to bring them back. And that something has been laid out already.
Mayor, you have 30 seconds.
Again, we have stabilized a lot of these areas in the neighborhoods. We've done the demolition that we're creating home ownership opportunities. And yes, things are not happening necessarily as fast as I would like or the members of the City Council would like. But we have mapped out a plan, and we are doing those incremental engagements that will, I believe, produce long-term sustainable results.
Thank you, Mayor. We're back to Haley.
So there are many city residents who say that they are not happy with their property taxes. How, as mayor, do you plan to decrease the burden on homeowners in the city?
This goes first to Mayor McCarthy.
Again, property taxes are too high in Schenectady. They're too high across upstate New York. The city of Schenectady represents about 32% of the tax bill, so just under 70% of it is beyond the control of the mayor or the city council. Schenectady has come up on the short end of the state funding formula for both municipal aid and education aid for a number of years, and that has translated into higher property taxes. Over the last 4 years, I have contained the tax levy so that the tax levy is actually lower than it was 4 years ago in the city of Schenectady. And that's the message that I want to send out. That's the record I want to continue on, that we have to contain that and, in fact, lower it. Looking going into the 2017 budget, as the casino comes online, the other economic development at Mohawk Harbor and other projects downtown, we will have a substantial tax cut.
Mr. Hull, you have 1 minute.
Property taxes come down when the tax base grows and when people want to invest in the city, when there's greater demand. That demand will come about when crime goes down and people feel safe, when people believe that their children will get the education that they want in school, and when the neighborhoods in which they live are brought back. We have lost $750 million of your wealth in the last 4 years. $664 million have evaporated. To bring it back, we need to take, I think, bold, not incremental, action. That's what I'm proposing.
Thank you, Mr. Hull. Mayor, 30 seconds for rebuttal.
Again, Roger talks about some of those numbers. That's a result of the mortgage meltdown, where Schenectady's property assessment was put in place where it coincided pretty much with a peak in the market. We saw the market decline, the assessment rolls. We use an equalization rate that adjusts for that. We are turning that around as we go through, and you look at some of the data that's coming in now, that we're seeing improvements in the neighborhood, and again, it is paying off over the long term.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Hull, you have 30 seconds for rebuttal.
I don't need 30 seconds. Property values have gone down 20% in 4 years. The mayor references the market meltdown of 2008. But throughout this country, we have had 42 months of increased sales and price increases.
Thank you, Mr. Hull. We're back to Lucas Willer with a question for Mr. Hull first.
How can the mayor's office work closely with the city school district to improve graduation rates?
I've spent a decade, the last decade, setting up programs for at-risk kids in the Capital District and around the country. What I have as an important element of that program is a mentoring system. I would call it here Big and Little Mentors, based on Big Brothers, Big Sisters. People need role models. I would like to have middle school kids tutoring elementary school kids. I would want high school kids tutoring middle school kids, and I would want college kids tutoring high school kids. We can work together, and we can test the model. As I said to Larry Spring, don't take my word for it. Let's try it. I know it works, but let's try it on a small scale. Let's go to one of the schools on the Hill that have difficulty. Let's try it there. And oh, by the way, let's keep it open until the Partners in Progress or Decline do something about Carver and have them go forward.
Thank you. Mayor McCarthy, you have 1 minute.
Larry Spring talks about some interesting statistics where a typical graduating class has 600 and some students in the class. If you track the class through elementary school, middle school, and high school, you get 2,100 students. If a student has been in the Schenectady School District for 3 or more years, the graduation rate is 95%. But it's that turnover where you have a lot of kids that are coming in and out of the district that produces the perceived and then actually translates into actual lower graduation rate. I've had discussions with Larry Spring, we're talking with Albany and Troy. How do we work on the region to track those individuals and families and create stability in the home life that allows them to stay in a school district for a longer period of time and eliminates that transiency, which seems to be a key component in terms of the very low graduation rates?
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Hull, you have 30 seconds for rebuttal.
We will undoubtedly get at some point to my statement from 4 years ago about a financial cliff, which, by the way, we have gone over. And what I believe very strongly is that if we would pay our bills, we'd be in a different situation. Anyone can make numbers work, by the way, by not paying bills. And one of the bills we haven't paid is $6.76 million to the school district. How many teachers have been pink slipped? How many programs have been cut? If we want to change kids' lives,
thank you,
we
Mr.
need
Hull.
To give them the money.
Mayor, you have 30 seconds for rebuttal.
Again, the city of Schenectady does pay its bills. The financial cliff is a thing that exists in Roger's mind from the past. And bond ratings going up. The controller just gave us the perfect score in terms of the fiscal stress. It's been a dramatic turnaround, of which I thank myself and the management team that's in place in the city of Schenectady.
Thank you, Mayor. We're back to Greg Floyd.
All right, we've talked a lot of issues so far, but it's also fun to get an insight into your personalities a little bit. We did this 4 years ago. We're going to do a lightning round again right now. These are either short answer, yes or no, one multiple choice I think I have in there, or just, to get, again, one or two word answers. So, Mayor, I think it's your turn to go first. We'll start with you. Should there be term limits for the mayor of Schenectady?
Some days, yes. Some days, no.
Yes or no, though?
Yes.
Mr. Hull?
Yes.
Okay.
For everyone.
Let's take Edison and Steinmetz off the table. Tell me who you think is one of the most significant or influential or important residents in the history of the city of Schenectady. Mr. Hull.
Eliphalet Knott.
With a street?
A name most people don't know. If you have not been to the Knott Memorial, see the man who reigned for 62 years, and he did reign at the college.
Mayor McCarthy.
You know, I look at some of, it's not necessarily an individual, but a group of individuals where you take just Mark Little, just retired at GER&D, that there is still a group of individuals that add not only to the community, but set an agenda that is nationally and globally in terms of the technical role that this community has played and continues to play.
All right, that's not exactly lightning from both of you, but I let it go. So now we'll pick up the pace a little bit. Governor Cuomo, good or bad for the city of Schenectady? Mayor McCarthy.
Good.
Mr. Hull.
Don't know yet. I have to wait till I get to the office.
So far, good or bad?
No opinion.
Okay. Favorite place in the city of Schenectady, Mayor?
Central Park.
Least favorite place?
The podium here at the Gazette debate.
Mr. Hull, same to you. Top that. Favorite place in the city?
Top of the Knot Memorial.
Least favorite place?
Don't have one.
Okay. You sure?
Yes, sir.
As a mayor, you officiate weddings. Mr. Hull, would you officiate a same-sex wedding?
Yes.
Mayor McCarthy?
Yes, I have done that.
Okay. Couple more quick ones. Who's the best basketball player to ever come out of the city of Schenectady? Pat Riley, Barry Kramer, or Jim Tedisco? Woo. Let's see. We go to Mr. Hull first.
I'm going to stick with Union alum Jimmy Tedisco.
Yeah, you got to go that way. Mayor McCarthy.
Of course, Jim is here tonight, so he skews it a little bit. But, you know, Riley just has a tremendous record, and clearly I think is probably the best product to come out of the schools here.
Okay, two more quick questions. On Twitter, you have an account as Mayor McCarthy. Do you write your own tweets?
No.
Mr. Hull, will you have an account, and will you write your own tweets?
I do.
And you do write your own tweets?
Yes, sir.
Last question. Rivers Casino, Mr. Hull, will you gamble at Rivers Casino when it opens?
No.
Mayor McCarthy, will you gamble at Rivers Casino when it opens?
Yes.
Thank and Miles, you, that concludes our lightning round for this year.
Thank you, Greg. We love Greg coming. We're back to Haley for a question directed for Roger first.
Okay. Why do you want to be mayor, and what type of leader would you describe yourself as?
I like to think I lead by example. That's why I made in my opening statement the reference that I would not take a salary and a pension. In fact, I would at no time in the 4 years take any benefits at all. And I would not take any salary for at least the first year, and if I can make it work, I would not take any salary, period. I believe in leading by example. We're all in this together, and I want to create a feeling in City Hall and throughout city government and throughout the neighborhoods that we will work together for the benefit of this community. I'm running for mayor, very simply, because as I said in my opening statement, I feel I can help the city and its people. That's what I want to do. Nothing more, nothing less.
Thank you, Mr. Hull. Mayor, you have 1 minute.
Roger, that's good. It's the first time you're actually doing something for the city of Schenectady where it doesn't cost it. I didn't take a salary for 2 years on the city council. A lot of those things are symbolic. I've led by example. The first day I sold the mayor's car, I take the marriage fees, donate those back to the city of Schenectady. You look at the record that I've put in place, it is cost effective. It shows leadership, and it has produced results in the bottom line fiscal position of the city of Schenectady.
Mr. Hull, you have 30 seconds for rebuttal.
I guess that's rhetoric. The point is, you're double dipping. You're taking a pension, and you're taking a salary.
Mayor, 30 seconds.
My not drawing, going through the state pension plan reduced the cost of the city of Schenectady by $20,000 a year, as opposed to me staying on the city payroll and in the pension system. So again, whatever I have done has been to reduce the cost to the city of Schenectady.
Thank you, Mayor. I just want to pause for a second. I don't mind people clapping and cheering, but we don't want people blurting out accusations or any kind of attacks on the candidates. The next question comes from Lucas Willard, and Mayor McCarthy goes first.
How is the city, or how could the city, work more closely with surrounding communities?
Well, again, I think we are doing that. We're always looking ways to improve our relationship and just the functionality in terms of the delivery of service. We've done it with consolidated dispatch. We've done it through our highway departments and vehicle repairs. I've put together that initiative for code enforcement with the three sister cities in the region where Schenectady is the lead community. We do that every day in our wastewater treatment plant as a regional facility where it serves not only the city of Schenectady, but Scotia, Glenville, parts of southern Saratoga County, and we're looking always to expand those opportunities that, again, reduce the cost of government to the residents of the city.
Mr. Hull, you have 1 minute.
One wants to work with all surrounding communities. One also wants to work with the people in city government. In the course of my 24 years of running two institutions, I never laid off one person. I did everything through attrition. I did everything at places that were financially stressed when I arrived, because from my perspective, that's the way you manage and that's the way you lead. We are all in this together, whether it's neighborhoods working with government or government working with other entities. We have to do this with the idea that the only way we advance is together.
Mayor McCarthy, you have 30 seconds for rebuttal.
Again, I hope as we progress through this legislative session that the state will create more incentives and clearly defined incentives for local government to work together. Some of those have been more vague, and the directive sometimes isn't there at the, what I'll call the pragmatic level. There's been a disengagement of what the assumptions are at the state level. So working with our state legislators, the governor's office, to put in place, again, clear parameters which allow consolidation and efficiencies to occur.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Hull, you have 30 seconds for rebuttal.
One thing I would hope might come out of greater efforts in working with surrounding communities is to actually put a use to the Taj Mahal, as I labeled it, on Foster Avenue. That building is unfortunately a disgrace so far as government is concerned. That building costs as much as Union College invested in the entire College Park Seward Place neighborhood. That needs to be given a function, and hopefully we can do what we had talked about doing 4 years ago.
Thank you, Mr. Hull. We're back to Greg Floyd.
And picking up on that theme, but going a little farther, could you please give us a specific example of how you would work with the state and or federal government to secure funding for a specific project that would improve the city?
Mr. Hull, you have 1 minute.
In working with congressmen and senators and working with the governor, one has to have projects. The specific project, I do not have right now. If I were to give it to you, I would be violating my number one rule of leading, and that is to get suggestions from the people who work and live in this community. It has to be a bottoms-up approach. Having said that, you work closely with all people in elective office, and you come up with a project, and you try and convince them to move forward. Clearly, there have been efforts along those lines in the past year. They would need to be continued. But from my perspective, the single most important thing is having people work together. If I keep repeating the same thing, it's because I believe it that strongly.
Thank you, Mr. Hull. Mayor, you have 1 minute.
But again, I've done that. Going back to the code enforcement initiative, that really happened as a result of my initiative, working with the governor's office, working with the Secretary of State, working with other communities. We've put together Troy, Amsterdam, Gloversville. We're going to set an agenda for data collection and management of distressed property that will be applied across the state of New York. I worked with Senator Schumer's office to line up the money so that we would be able to demolish the blighted, abandoned, and otherwise derelict buildings. That was an initiative where we are using the money in a creative way that really we're the first community to do it. And other communities across New York State and across the country are looking at how we're doing it here and how they might better apply it to their respective communities.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Hull, you have 30 seconds for rebuttal.
Taking down blighted buildings is great. It's something I proposed 4 years ago. Using the money through the senator's office may or may not be the best thing to have done, because what it is a draw on the CDBG monies, and as a result, we have less money to go to other things in the community.
Thank you, Mr. Hull. Mayor, you have 30 seconds for rebuttal.
That's incorrect. Actually, by knocking down the worst of the worst property, and where we're doing the foreclosures and then selling the properties that we've foreclosed on, the foreclosed properties are actually going up in value because you've eliminated the blight adjacent to it. So we're looking to use just general fund revenue to make those payments, even though the payments on that loan are guaranteed by CDBG money. The impact, it's really creating additional revenue for the city of Schenectady.
Haley Vaccaro?
Actually, Miles, if you're ready, I think we'll take some of those questions from the audience.
Yep, okay, so we've got some questions from the audience. We've picked the ones that we think offer a little bit of a balance, and we'll do the same format that we've had up to now. As the public schools play a role in the city's identity, how do you see the city's role in supporting our public schools, starting with Mayor McCarthy?
Again, I think I've done more than any mayor in recent memory working with the school district. The school district, Larry Spring, has been a full partner, members of the Board of Education, in our homes program where we market home ownership opportunities. I put together a forum of realtors and bankers where we brought them into actually this facility here at Proctor's, talked about opportunities in the city of Schenectady, talked about the programs and offerings within the city school district, took the realtors out, had them tour the high school, set up relationships where they were selling houses that Larry would make available building principals, teachers, department heads to talk to prospective parents. I also made available command staff, the police, the fire department, other department heads for individuals when they are looking to buy a house that we could answer their questions and show them the opportunities
that
here in the city of Schenectady.
Mr. Hull, you have 1 minute to respond.
Well, I said in the beginning, this is not a career move. I have not been able, and somebody can do a quick Google search to find if I'm right or wrong, I've never found in the history of this country someone who sought to go from a college presidency to the mayor of a city. As far as I'm concerned, though, it's the right thing to do because there's so much that we can do to make this community better. As a college president for 24 years, and as someone who spent the last decade working with at-risk children, in my mind, we have the opportunity, working hand in glove, the mayor and the superintendent, to do things that have never been done before. So my goal, very simply, is to work, as I told Larry, hand in glove with him. It's his agenda, but I would be with him in Albany and in court if necessary.
Thank you, Mr. Hull. Mayor, you have 30 seconds for rebuttal.
Again, it's an ongoing process where I look forward to continuing working with the school district. We try and look for creative ways to market the school district, again, creating opportunities within the community for home ownership, which I cannot overemphasize the importance of that in terms of stabilizing neighborhoods and bringing real value to home ownership. In the school district is, again, roughly 52% of your tax bill. That is where people are spending their money, and we want to make sure we have a product that is something we're proud of.
Mr. Hull, You have 30 seconds for rebuttal.
Looking up from the bottom of the cliff that I spoke of 4 years ago, what I see is, as I said earlier, $6.76 million owed to the school district. That would have a mammoth effect, obviously, on our tax bills. But it's not there for us to use because the city has decided not to pay and has postponed for a two-year period and just rolls it out as it wishes. That is not the way you run an institution.
Thank you, Mr. Hull. Moving on to the next question from the audience, and this question goes first to Mr. Hull. What plans are in place if the casino fails? You have 1 minute.
To the best of my knowledge, there aren't any. You go in with the idea of making it work. You also start planning for what happens if it does not. I don't know if the developer has come up with thoughts along those lines yet or not. Clearly, when you go into something, you want to make it work, and so you are going full blast in that regard. By the same token, as I said earlier, for me, the idea of office and retail made great sense. If that would be convertible, I don't know. Convention center, I don't know. Obviously, that's something one does as one goes forward, if there's any question at all about the viability of the casino. Because, as has been pointed out, there are casinos springing up everywhere. This is not an industry in which most people seek to invest. It's also not something, maybe that's why I said I wouldn't go and bet myself, in which anyone but the house wins. And so if one has discretionary income,
thank you,
they
Mr. Hull.
Can afford to lose, great place.
Thank you, Mr. Hull. Mayor McCarthy, you have 1 minute.
Again, I believe we're fortunate to have the operator in Rush Gaming. They're real estate developers. They have dealt with transitions of other real estate throughout the $50 billion worth of real estate that they manage. And the casino is going to be successful. It's going to be an asset to this community. But if you get down the road 15 years, 20 years, that team in place is the best one to do adaptive reuse of any of the other proposals that, in fact, are in New York State.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Hull, you have 30 seconds for rebuttal.
You plan. Leadership is vision and planning. And you do it for implementing a project, and you do it for the next step of a project. The developer, though, the casino owner, has the property. I don't know about anyone else, but I haven't seen any agreement that specifies what the terms are. And as a lawyer, I would like to see that, just so I know what the flexibility is that we have going forward.
Thank you, Mr. Hull. Mayor McCarthy, you have 30 seconds for rebuttal.
Again, the criteria that Roger references for other communities, they have taken money out of their guaranteed revenue. They gave greater incentives through their IDA and tax abatements and pilots, where we're not doing that. We're going to get our full host benefit fee. The casino will pay full property taxes. It pays full sales taxes. And we're going to maximize the revenue from that facility.
Thank you, Mayor. Moving on to the third question. Please explain your vision for Schenectady in 2025 or 2030. What would its economic, social, and physical character be? Please explain what you will do in the next 4 years to achieve your vision. This goes to Mayor McCarthy.
Again, if you look at the 2020 plan, it talks about taking the city of invention and reinventing it. And I believe that we're laying a basis for that with a relationship with GE, with other companies that are coming here, with some of the things that we're doing internally in Schenectady, a relationship with TransFinder, with the Center for Technology and Government. We're creating a platform of opportunity that I believe will position the city for long-term sustainable growth and restore its role as a world leader in innovation. We're setting an example now that other communities follow in terms of what we do with policing, what we're doing in our housing programs. And that I want to continue and, again, believe it'll produce long-term and sustainable results.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Holt, you have 1 minute to respond.
I would like to have us look back on the city that is closer to the leader in the world that Schenectady was at the time of Edison. We can be a smart city, and we can do things working with GE, R&D, and with all of us together. But that means we have to have a city that has neighborhoods that are revitalized. This is an election between the neighborhoods and State Street. State Street, in which I play the role in its creation, I feel great about. The neighborhoods, I do not. They're wonderful places with great people. They need to have an injection of capital. We have the vehicles in place to do it. We just have to have the will to accomplish it. I would want to see us do that.
Thank you, Mr. Hall. Mayor, you have 30 seconds for rebuttal.
Again, our innovation that we're doing in City Hall and throughout the community creates that basis as we go forward, where it's going to attract younger, smarter, more affluent people to the community. We're seeing that already in our real estate downtown, where apartments are, they're putting them up, they're going for $1,500 a month, and they're leasing them as soon as they can build them. It bodes well for our future.
Thank you. Mr. Hull, you have 30 seconds for rebuttal.
The single greatest strength of this city is its people. Richard Florida, who wrote about creative cities, in which the Albany-Schenectady-Troy area was number 3 on his list of cities less than 1 million, cited 1, diversity, 2, recreation, and 3, an art scene. We have that. We have to build on it. We have to embrace all elements of this community, make it as business and resident friendly as possible, which it now is not.
Thank you, Mr. Hull. Moving on to the next question from the audience. Do you pledge not to solicit campaign money from businesses and developers who receive Metroplex dollars? This question goes to Mr. Hull first.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Hull. Mr. McCarthy?
I believe that we should have campaign financing in New York State, and it's been a limited program that they've put in at the state level. And unless you level that playing field, you're going to have inequities. That I'm proud of those individuals that are supporting me, that they support me because they believe that I'm doing a good job. And if you talk to them individually, they will say that Schenectady is the best place to do business. It's why they want to keep me in as the mayor's office and why they want to keep the team in place that's producing the results not only in downtown, but moving throughout the neighborhoods.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Holt, it sounds like you have a 1 second response, possibly.
That's called pay to play, Mr. Mayor.
Mayor, 30 seconds for rebuttal.
Again, campaign financing, a program in place of the state, public financing, levels the playing field. It's the Republican Party, which Roger has adopted, stands here today as the Republican candidate, that holds those things up, that they want to keep inequity in the system at the state level. It produces some of the scandals that have occurred at the state level, and it's really the Republicans that have to take the initiative to make that shift happen.
Thank you. The next question from the audience. If elected, what are your views on privatizing municipal service? We'll start with you, Mayor.
Again, I have taken and brought some of the processes back in-house. You look at the wastewater treatment plant. That was criticized by Roger 4 years ago. We're running that facility now at about $1.1 million less than what the private contractor ran it about 4 years ago. And that doesn't take into account inflation or other costs that would have been included in a contract had we extended that. I believe that the public employees for the functions that they provide can do it cheaper than a private entity who has the cost of profit and overhead. That we ought to be able to do those examples with, again, the wastewater treatment plant, the other services that we provide, our garbage collection. If you look at what we've done, we have competitively bid our services to the Village of Scotia, and the city of Schenectady picks up the garbage in the Village of Scotia, because private vendors cannot beat the product that our employees in the city of Schenectady provide.
Mr. Hall, you have 1 minute.
Again, it could be a one-word answer. No, I would not privatize. I can say that very simply because I never have. I ran two institutions. I laid no one off. I stepped into both places with multi-million dollar deficits and crumbling infrastructure when I got there. I worked with the people we had. I led them so that they felt good about going to work. And, you know, a decade after I left, I still count them among my friends. You do not have to privatize, you have to lead people. And as far as I'm concerned, that's something that anyone as mayor can and should be able to do, and I would.
Mr. McCarthy.
I think we've covered that and yield my time.
Thank you. I'll move on to the next question here.
Yeah, I don't get to rebut myself?
And we'll start with you, Mayor McCarthy. How would the city pay for the casino's adverse impacts, casino-made problems, e.g. an increase in any crime, addictions, and other social problems?
The reality is with the casino, it almost creates a crime-free zone now. The way things are monitored within the casino, everything is videotaped. There's a detail of state police that are assigned to the casino. I believe it's our role to manage the development around the casino to ensure that we have businesses that are complementary to the development that we've seen downtown. The problem gambling, they have an extremely aggressive approach to that. They monitor people when they come into the facility, and they exclude people who have used poor judgment and are just engaging in the wrong type of activity.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Hull.
I am committed that any dollar that comes out of the casino will be used to reduce property taxes, as the city council voted when the deal was first put before them. However, we need to also recognize there are fire and police, infrastructure, and most importantly of all, social costs that have to be calculated. The numbers that are being bandied about, 4.1 million property tax, which by the way, every developer will always challenge when he or she has the opportunity to do so, are things that we have to take into account. We need to be able to recognize that there are dollars that may come, but they're not the dollars that we've been talking about.
Thank you, Mr. Hull. Mayor, you have 30 seconds for rebuttal.
Again, the casino is an opportunity to expand the arts and entertainment district that we've created downtown. There's going to be the creation of 1,200 new jobs. I'm looking forward to managing any perceived problems from that, but the opportunities, again, outweigh the negatives in terms of Schenectady's ability to implement these projects. The home ownership, again, will have a substantial and long-term effect on stabilizing our neighborhoods.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Hull, 30 seconds for rebuttal.
The National Association of Realtors projects between a 2 and 10% drop in property values as a result of casinos. One has to work to mitigate that as best as possible. There clearly will be jobs. But when we don't have an agreement that specifies a certain number of jobs for Schenectadians, we are in effect creating an Albany, Amsterdam, and Troy employment jobs plan.
Thank you, Mr. Hall. So we've exhausted the questions from the audience, so we'll move on to the final phase here. Based on the coin toss that we did earlier in the closing statements, Mayor McCarthy will go first, and Mr. Hull will go last. Mayor McCarthy, when you're ready.
And thank you, Miles. I want to thank the Daily Gazette for sponsoring this forum and everyone who took the time to attend tonight. Theodore White once wrote that every American election summons an individual voter to weigh the past against the future. That's most certainly true of the choice Schenectady voters will make on November 3rd. The two people standing here tonight want to lead this city. One of us lives in the past. I never take my eye off the future. The central question of this campaign is, will the voters choose to build on the undeniable progress we have made or follow a candidate who is disconnected, out of touch, and who has no plan, no policies, and no vision for Schenectady's future? Roger reminisces about 1993 like it was yesterday. He talks about Union College, even though he hasn't been its president for over a decade. My opponent's crowning achievement, Seward Place, goes back almost a generation. He even takes credit for it, but he forgets Seward Place never could have been accomplished without the help of City Hall and the heavy financial subsidy provided by every taxpayer in the city of Schenectady. In fact, people who never set foot on Union College campus are still paying for Seward Place. The financial cliff he spoke of about in 2011 does not exist. Once out of control, property taxes are now under control. Schenectady has the lowest rate of serious crime of any city in the Capital District. My opponent's hallmark proposal, his agenda for neighborhoods, is really a strategy of fear and division, pitting downtown against the rest of the city. It's cynical and a destructive tactic. It will not work. The voters of Schenectady know that a city divided against itself cannot stand. Downtown development and neighborhood revitalization can take place at the same time. How do I know that? Because we're doing it. We're doing downtown development and neighborhood revitalization at the same time. We've done more to remove dilapidated structures and create homeownership opportunities in our neighborhood than any administration in memory.
Your time's up. Thank you. Mr. Hall, you have 2 minutes for your closing statement.
I guess I have to jettison my closing statement and respond. The fact of the matter is, we went over a financial cliff. We're looking up. Either, Mr. Mayor, you don't know that, which is sad, or you do know it, and it's dishonest. The fact of the matter is, our debt in your 4 years has increased some 33%. Before you take into account the monies that are owed, some $19 million, to a series of entities, including school teachers and school children, whose programs have been cut and whose positions have been eliminated. The fact is, though, we have a very simple task before us, or more importantly, you do. You have a decision to decide to vote either to continue the one-party rule of the past or to entrust me and those running with me with your vote. And you should do so by asking a simple set of questions. Are you better in terms of taxes, and are your rents lower than 4 years ago? Is your home worth more than it was 4 years ago? Do you feel safer than 4 years ago? Do you believe your schools are better than 4 years ago? Are your roads better and less pothole than 4 years ago? Are your neighborhoods better than 4 years ago? And are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
Okay, let's let him conclude.
If the answer to those questions is no, then I ask for your support to end cronyism in City Hall and work together with me to bring this city together in a fair, honest, and open way. And if the answer to that question, series of questions, is no, I ask for your vote on November 3. Thank you.
Thank you again to the candidates and to the audience and our panelists. Have a good night.
I'm still tweeting here. Yeah, good job, Mayor.
Good job, Mr. Hope. I'm sorry. I'm being formal.
Good job. Good job, man.
How are you, sir?
How are you? How are you doing?
See you.
Good job. Wait, what? telling my story.
Hi there, how are you?
All right.
Good.
I'm
going to
answer.
Okay. I'll see what I can answer.
I lost the button.